Hello again, we're going to do an unboxing video, but this time it's gonna be the new model. I think it's another Cloudix 4AD. The color is white wolf. But this time I didn't get it from the usual website that comes from Hong Kong. I think this one comes from Japan, because for some reason it's not released yet in the Hong Kong website. But yeah, so that's why I had to order it in with different means. There's a lot of sellers online who would buy these things for you. It costs just a bit more compared to what you would usually pay on the website. Again, what's the color of this? There. See? It's kind of grayish, but it's called the Wolf White. Wolf white color. See, that's the back, that's the side, and that's the front. This is the sole. The sole is also white, very white. And then again, it's got speedboard written. Speedboard. Okay, so this is the left pair. Let's check out the right. What is this? I think it's a freebie. We got a freebie. There you go. There. So the laces are white, but if you look closely, it's like there are a little spots of, I think it's the color wolf. So even the laces are white wolf in terms of design. I hope the camera can catch it. Little spots of wolf. So I think this is the wolf color. And this is the white color. White wolf. Same goes here. White wolf. So let's check out. Let's take out this thing. The laces are, I don't know if it's something's written. Oh, nothing is written. Usually I'd see some put me. Even the other one doesn't have it. Doesn't say put me. So checking my size. US 8.5, correct. And then this is what the inside looks like. Okay, let's compare it to the normal X4. So this one is thinner. It's not as cushioned, the side cushions aren't as thick. This is pretty thin. So I guess it's lighter. It should be lighter. And then is the design. Swiss Engineering is written here, this part, and then here's your on, it's probably a light reflector, and then let's take out the other one, same details, everything is so white, so, The last X4 that I ordered was the black and chambray color, which is actually the low maintenance one. And I told myself that I'm no longer gonna get anything white or light because it's a pain in the head to clean. It's very difficult to maintain. So I guess I broke my promise. It's simply because this is probably one of the most painful kinds of, I can't find that word, but yes, it's addiction. I said I'm not gonna buy anything white again, but a month later, look at me now, another white pair. See that? I guess it's okay. I mean, talking about white shoes and shoe care, I think I have around probably 6 to 8 pairs of white themed shoes, or prominently white in color. And yes, they are hard and very difficult to maintain. I mean, it makes you really conscious when you're out. You kind of keep looking at it every now and then to check if there are stains, or, you know, because it easily gets stained, and when it gets stained, it doesn't look so nice because it's white. So any dirt or any dark color is gonna be so obvious. So I have some On pairs that I've been using for 2 to 3 years now, and for the first time, I cleaned them. I mean, those white colored ones. So I like the details on this, especially this part. I think that's why, that's what got me. I said I'm not gonna get any X4s again, but this was just, this particular one, for me at least, is just too hard to pass. I mean, I guess, and I hope that my X4 collection, or the Cloud X collection for On, hopefully would stop here. Hopefully, at least for this year, or for many years to come, because, you know, I really can't wear them all the time. But they do feel great in the gym. Or some physically demanding activities. It's really great. Although this is by the way the AD version. So compared to the normal X4, this one has really, again, thinner support. It's really thin. It's not as thick compared to the normal X4. So even this one, this part is thin, 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 thin. I think for the rubber, I hope it's the same. I hope it's the updated rubber, this one, because based on my experience from the X4s, they are really grippy. They're great to the, I mean, experience foot-wise. They're really good. You don't feel like you're gonna slip or something. And yeah, I think these are great. I just hope that I have this X3 AD, and my only problem with that was I need my size difference. A half size difference is, I think, what I need for that, because it kind of feels pretty tight, so it's not as comfortable. It's really not comfortable. And that AD compared to the X4, I mean the X3 AD had a, it felt harder when you land on your foot. or the sole feels a bit stiffer. It's not as soft and comfortable. So I hope in this X4 AD they've updated that. I'm gonna probably add that to the description once I get to try this on, and hopefully the size, which is for me, I just need an 8.5 US. But for the X3AD, when I purchased it, I got the 8.5, but because it's uncomfortable, I think I had to order the half size one or a 9. But for this, hopefully, really just hopefully they fixed it, just like the other On models, which are true to size, right? I hope. So again, very clean looking, very, it's not as white, like in your face white. I like how it's sort of grayish, but, or off-white, yeah, but not pearl white. I guess the pearl white or the white ivory from the Cloud X4 Year of the Snake edition, that's the kind of white that I like more, because it's not as high maintenance looking when it gets stained, because it's not as white. But this is really white, especially the sole part right here. But here, this is where it gets, I wouldn't say problematic, but crucial. But again, it's not that white. Thankfully, the white part here is not as white as the body of the shoe, this one, right? So this would be great indoors for the gym, but definitely would not wear this on a rainy day and walk outside outdoors, because it's gonna ruin it. So I guess this shoe is just best for indoor use, maybe in the mall. I'm not sure yet of how comfortable it is, but I'll find out tomorrow. I'm gonna break this in the gym, and hopefully it gives out a good experience compared to the past X3 AD, which was really, I mean, the X3 AD models look really nice. I mean, they look really nice. I mean, that's why, it's the first reason why I got them. But then again, when I wore it, it was like, I thought it was just bad. I mean, for the first few days, because I had to break them in, but probably after more than 2 weeks of using it, it still felt the same. So yeah, so that's why I stopped ordering the AD version of the X3s, even though they look great. But then again, the X4 non-AD version was really, really nice. I'm a Cloud 5 person. By the way, they released the Cloud 6 version of a lot of things. So, majority of my collections are based on the Cloud 5s. And now, slowly, the Cloud X's collection is growing. Maybe on my next post, I'm going to show all the Cloud X collection that I have, from the oldest to this one to the newest. Right? So again, one last look. This is the front, which is nice. See, the side. There's the side. And this is the front sole, midsole. This is the opposite side of things. See, it's really nice, really nice. This is the back. It's very simple actually. I mean, the way it's done, the finish of it is actually really simple and clean looking. It's not as, what would I say, it's not noisy. I mean, it doesn't feel that noisy of a design. I just like how this part is. You know, like those lines. Yeah, I guess I'm at that age where I sort of appreciate lines now. Yeah. So there. Oh, this thing, I think. Yeah. This was part. The X3 had this design, this part. So there you go. Again, look at it. Looks great. I just hope it feels great. This is a nice pair. Color white wolf. White wolf. White wolf. So it's nice. There. Again, this was not yet. I'm not sure if they're gonna release it here, but that's why I had to order somewhere else. I think Japan, US, and the UK, this was readily available.